This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. AP correspondent Donna Water reports Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former President Donald Trump will meet face-to-face for the first time in 4 years.
The relationship between then-President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu broke down after Netanyahu became one of the first leaders to congratulate Joe Biden on his 2020 presidential victory. Today will be a test of whether the relationship between Trump and the Israeli leader can be mended. Netanyahu came to the U.S. this week to address Congress and meet with President Joe Biden. But during his speech to Congress Wednesday, Netanyahu praised Trump, thanking him for helping broker an accord in which the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain agreed to establish normal diplomatic relations with Israel. Today's meeting with Trump will take place at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Donna Water, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday she's ready to debate Donald Trump. We get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on a debate stage.
Harris notes Trump and President Biden agreed on two debates. One already happened, and the next was to be hosted by ABC News on September 10th.
Now it appears he's backpedaling.
Trump has said he'd prefer to shift that debate to Fox News, but would still be willing to debate Harris more than once.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A Hong Kong court on Thursday has rejected a bid by lawyers of jail pro-democracy publisher Jimmy Lai to end his ongoing national security trial, saying it believes prosecutors do have enough evidence to support the three charges against him. Lai's national security trial began last December and will resume in November, when Lai is expected to give evidence. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The AP's Norman Hall reports U.S. authorities in the state of Texas have arrested a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel.
The Justice Department says Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a historic leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, the son of another infamous cartel leader, were arrested in El Paso on Thursday. A leader of the cartel for decades alongside Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Zambada was known for running the cartel's smuggling operations, but keeping a lower profile. The Drug Enforcement Administration had offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his capture. The Justice Department says the Sinaloa cartel is one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. I'm Norman Hall.
Coastal provinces in eastern and southern China have upgraded their typhoon emergency responses as Typhoon Gaimi swipes the region, bringing sustained rains and strong winds. Typhoon Gaimi, the third typhoon of this year, made its second landfall in China in the Putian city, east of China's Fujian province, Thursday evening, according to the regional weather service there. And thousands of mourners gathered in Hanoi on Friday for the second day of the funeral of the man who dominated Vietnamese politics for more than a decade, Communist Party General Secretary Dets Nhan Phung Chang, whose his death last week at the age of 80 marked the start of a succession of struggle within the party that will likely to continue until the all-important National Party Congress of Vietnam's Communist Party takes place in 2026. The Paris Olympics officially kicking off Friday. It's the city's first Olympics in a century. We get more from VOA's Lisa Bryant.
Roughly 15 million visitors and more than 10,000 athletes are expected for these games, but many Parisians have already left on holiday. Traditional tourists are staying away. Organizers hope these Olympics will be unforgettable. They've promised the most environmentally friendly games ever. Friday's Seine River ceremony, gathering athletes, political leaders, and global stars, will be the first ever outside a stadium. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
And Britain, the United States, and South Korea on Thursday issued a warning over a North Korea-backed global cyber espionage campaign to further the country's nuclear ambitions. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies said a group has been compromising organizations around the world to steal sensitive and classified technical information and intellectual property data. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.